Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 941.
For your news headlines, well, the city of Omaha is about to grow. The Omaha City Council approved an annexation package yesterday that will result in Omaha gaining more than 8,700 new residents.
That's a lot.
The mayor had originally had Miracle Hill Golf Course as part of the annexation package, but the council members opted not to bring that area into the city limits so it can be redeveloped. So once it's redeveloped, maybe then they will come back around to incorporating
it
into the city.
I'm guessing it'd be somebody else's money, of course, and then redevelop it and then annex it and tax the hell out of it.
Golf course is in jeopardy?
Yeah. Well, that's the idea, is that it's called a SID, a Sanitary and Improvement District, and it's when a developer buys land for a housing development. So it's a possibility that Miracle Hill could be turned over.
I mean, thing's been a golf course forever.
Right.
I can't.
But I wonder if they would incorporate the golf course and make it houses along the golf course. I haven't golfed at
It's in the middle of the city. There's houses around it here and there.
I was wondering.
Smack in the middle. Maybe just updating it.
It straddles 120th and I think the Papio Creek on the eastern side. And this those apartments over there, like Broadmoor and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, all along there.
How many memories do you have in those apartments? I know I have a lot of
memories. I never hooked up with anyone in those. I never even went to
the Vanderbilt?
Man,
your memory is gone. No. I guarantee you got some bones hidden in the Vanderbilt apartments. You forgot about them. They're dusty old bones that you forgot about, but they're
in there. Oh my gosh. I don't want to know. Well, maybe I do. Memories are good.
Remember, Vanderbilt over there were considered like quote unquote West O apartments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
And now they're like the middle of town.
Seriously, if you told people I live in those apartments at 120th and Blondo, people would be like, dude, you live way out west, bro.
Uh huh. Where the dirty bones lay now. The dirty bones.
Forgotten bones.
Yeah.
So an extensive report is coming out of Pennsylvania, and it is an investigation that accuses over 300 priests of widespread sexual abuse and the church, the Catholic Church, of covering it up.
It sounds like the stuff that used to happen back in Boston. If people saw the spotlight, remember when the whole Boston and
so sad.
Had to come to terms with it? This is
it's bad.
So it's six dioceses in Pennsylvania. More than 1,000 child victims have been identified. And it is believed that there are many more than that.
It's the cover-up of cover-ups. What happens now, I wonder?
Nothing, because that's the thing. It's leaked to the surface, but all of the victims, it's been so long, the statute of limitations has run out.
Okay.
All of these child victims are all adults now. That's the creepy thing. It's like somebody almost sat on it.
Right.
And then let it float to the top for the world to know.
And that's why a lot of these municipalities are starting to look at, do we take that away and say that there is no statute of limitations?
I think you should. I mean,
for that level of childhood trauma, because a lot of people experience that and they suppress it and it doesn't come out until later. And by that point, everyone says, oh, the statute of limitations, where I think a lot of
it doesn't make it not happen.
Exactly.
I think in case by case, that statute of limitations shouldn't exist. I mean, that's a 1,000+ children.
Isn't that creepy to think that you could do something heinous and if you can just wait 10 years,
you're gone.
Good? I mean, how dark
is
that?
Well, your reputation gone, but it's awful.
I mean, reputation you can move, you can do, I mean, you still can breathe free air and eat a hot lunch that was someplace, not a prison cafeteria. It's just baffling to me.
I think in a lot of these areas, you have to almost have to look at the church like it was like Microsoft or like a Walmart. And this is the corporation protecting itself. That's what a lot of it was.
Yeah.
In terms of when it hit the cover up. Because they're trying to keep from getting sued.
Yeah.
Because the church has a lot of money.
A lot of people, a lot of victims.
The stuff from Spotlight was really...
I got to see that.
You never saw Spotlight?
Oh,
no,
because
I didn't want to get bummed out at the moment. You know, sometimes some of those movies are a little heavy for me, but maybe I need to watch it.
What was the one we just saw on Netflix last
Baltimore.
Year? The true crime on the nun.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. That was unbelievable about the cover-up that was going on at that Baltimore co-ed school.
So all of them were like two stories where there would be incidents, but then the main host protects itself because it's like, we're going to get sued.
Yeah.
It's like an all or nothing sum. If one of these strands comes out, the whole thing comes down.
Everything falls. Yeah. Wow. So I guess more to come. Jeez.
Yes. I mean, right now the investigation found over 1,000 child victims, but they're saying that could just be the beginning, that there could be so much more. And that's just absolutely heart-stopping to think that there were that many kids that were suffering in this, a lot of cases silently, or like no one believed them, or they didn't think they could tell anyone. Just the trust
And do you think it's just an isolated in Pennsylvania? I mean, I watched the news last night and thought, well, so now when does this happen in every state?
I guess
I don't know if it could happen. I don't know if it would happen on this level in every state, but I'm with you, Jeff. I think you look at it and you wonder how many other dioceses did this happen. Now, the case in Pennsylvania, I mean, to have six dioceses, 300 priests, 300. How does that happen?
I guess you never know.
So the Spotlight story, if you remember, was that Spotlight was the special investigatory wing of the Boston Globe newspaper.
Still exists.
Now, the sad thing with fake news and people selling newspapers and not paying reporter stuff anymore, those spotlights, those investigative journalists don't really exist anymore. So a lot of these scandals, if they can just wait a little longer, they'll survive the spotlight.
Yeah.
But what had happened in Boston, this is going back to the 70s and 80s, it was a very Catholic community. So the entire community kind of defended the host. Everybody went to church on Sunday. Everybody knew a priest. Mm-hmm. So newspapers, cops, lawyers, judges, everybody kind of were like, they looked the other way.
All right. Jeez.
Yeah. So this is, I'm sure, just the beginning of what's going to start coming out of Pennsylvania about all of this. There is the top drug maker, the top maker of smoothies. Making blenders is voluntarily recalling about 100,000 units of two of its popular designs, Vitamix. I'm sure you probably know someone if you don't have one yourself.
Is it like those bullet blenders?
Those things are unbelievable. Everybody talks about the Vitamix. It can
mix up vitamins.
It can mix up gravel. I mean, it's an industrial. Okay. So they issued a statement saying that customers should stop using their Vitamix Ascent and Venturis series because they could cause cuts on their hands. I guess nearly a dozen people claim that they cut their hands when the sharp blades were exposed after the containers separated from the base on some of these
Vitamix. All of them. I have a mixer that I have to specifically put in an area, like when you wash it.
Uh-huh.
Because if you grabbed it, you're going to slice your hand. It's a blender.
This thing's a $500 blender.
It's so expensive. Yeah. I mean, this is the stuff. I've seen them do show.
I can't imagine spending $500 though for any
blender.
Any piece of equipment in your kitchen.
Yes.
I mean, $500, you're like, that's stove level.
Yeah, I know.
For something on top of the counter.
But people who do these major smoothies every day, I guarantee you, have saved up for one. I've seen them do demonstrations at Costco, and I'm just not a smoothie person, but I have smoothie friends.
I can probably tell you that my $40 blender or whatever probably does just as good as a job.
Oh, people
than
say
a $500 bullet. Do you have a bullet? Isn't that bullet a sex toy? I guess it could
be. It's whatever you want it to be, Mike.
Okay.
Or you use it as.
Mike's the fourth person on the show, by the way.
Never accept anything.
Four people here. Big party.
No,
again,
we know.
Molly and Mike.
Mike is your inner self. Mike knows where those old skeletons are buried over at Vanderbilt Apartments.
All those bones. All those old bones.
Mike knows where the bullet is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a blender.
Two lunch ladies are accused of stealing nearly $500,000 from school cafeterias out in Connecticut.
How'd they do this?
Oh, man, they were both handling the cash. They're in their 60s. It's believed that they rang up sales for the last, 5 years and have been pocketing a good portion of it.
Just skimming off the top dollar yes. here, dollar there, I guess.
$500,000 from school cafeterias? Shame on you, lunch ladies.
That's really stealing the lunch money, isn't it?
Yes. That wow. is really shaking somebody down. But the problem is that they're stealing from the schools. So the kids come up, buy the hot lunch, they zip, right, you know, one yeah. for the till, one for me. But there were sisters, they worked at two different cafeterias near a town by each other in Connecticut. And I guess they had been running this scam for at least 5 years. Some speculate maybe even longer.
Did you guys?
What finally got them caught?
I think they finally started doing an accounting and they realized that the numbers just weren't adding up. And that they started watching these two sisters.
They look like Selma and Patty from The Simpsons.
Don't they?
You're kind of rooting for these ladies, though. It's like if they got away with the skim for that long, there's bigger villains out there.
Yeah, I mean.
Somebody who worked in the cafeteria made an anonymous complaint and said, I think these ladies...
Because usually they're like volunteers.
Yeah, they're moms or you know, nice ladies from the neighborhood, grandma or what have
you. Did you guys eat hot lunches?
We used to have to work in the cafeteria. Okay. You had to pull a shift.
Really? Oh, wow.
So it was like a couple of adults running the show with like 6 kids, 10 kids on lunch duty. You had to put on a hairnet. And you were somewhere along the line. The funnest was if you were a dishwasher. You got to do the spray.
Oh, the spray.
That's so fun.
Every kid that walked up, you'd hose them.
What's strange is
put on a hairnet and do it.
For a lot of hot lunches, I mean, like for my kids' school, I prepay. Like I go online and it goes. So there's no cash exchange.
That's different now.
And let's say there's somebody, like let's say there's a day that one of the kids forgot a lunch. They'll just bill me. There's no cash exchange. So this is old school where you go up and you buy your hot lunch and you can actually grift the system. I guess they were messing with the cash deposits and all this. But $500,000? I mean, I looked at the pictures. I was like, well, you're obviously not taking spa days, ladies.
Oh, that's very meow-ish.
Well, no, but you're just like $500,000. Where's it going? Where does it go?
Well, that's just it. If you're stealing 10 here, 20 there, for how long? Then I'm sure it goes to maybe the belly. Maybe you're grabbing a meal or stuff like that. It just adds up after a while. Wow.
Yeah, but they finally got caught. 67 and 61-year-old sisters. They were arrested over the weekend. Wow, how do you explain that when you get in the yard? Here for larceny. Stole.
Oh, they'll go to some sweet old lady prison.
They'll be working in the cafeteria. They're like, hey,
yes. Will they let them? Cafeteria work. And today is National Relaxation Day.
Ah, breathe.
Started back in 1985. It encourages people to take a break from their daily routine, do things that are not stressful. Read a book, watch a television show, maybe take a walk, take a day off of work. Just go ahead and pamper you. Happy National Relaxation Day.
Get a pedicure or a manicure and talk like this to everyone. Hey, Jeffy, how are you?
Yeah, that might be tough on a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I'm like, gosh, come on! Well, happy Relaxation Day, everyone listening.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
You see Colorado, they're going to a 4-day school week. It's a big experiment for them. 4-day school week for these kids. It's going to save them $1 million. Doesn't that seem...
Colorado public schools?
Yeah, I guess.
Are they making the other days longer?
No, not that I know of. I know it's a 4-day school week. They're cutting so much cost with buses. I mean, there's a lot involved in one day that you don't really think about that counts up.
And it's a whole free day for weed sales.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. That's the new thing. Maybe it's, you know, they seem to be in the forefront of everything right now, whether it's...
They're getting rid of Mondays? How can you get rid of Mondays?
This isn't all of Colorado. This is just like one district? One district.
Okay, all right, cool.
Mondays are like, you know, the day.
But Tuesdays turn into the new Monday.
So the days do get longer. They're going to attend school from 8:30 to 4:30 Tuesday through Friday, and then they'll be off on Mondays. And I guess teachers will have to attend work one Monday a month, but only for half a day. And they're trying to trim their budget. But the school days do get longer for the kids. I wonder if they'd want that. Yeah, you'd have to make up that time somewhere. You can't just slice a day off the school year and not either have more days in the school year or more hours in the school day. Because they need that
time.
That
makes sense.
Do they?
Well, we used to be out at 3.
Yeah, they really
do. There was
no
fooling around. When we were kids, the bell rang at 3.
Bam!
You were running like a gazelle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of there.
Now, it seems like, you know, my nieces and nephews went to the same grade school I went to, and they all hang out for after school programs, and they like being with their friends, and a lot of them will hang out and do kind of like study hall programs until they either get picked up by their parents at 5.
That's what all ever does.
When their parents get off work.
Yeah.
We would have lost our mind if they would have been like, hey, the bell rang at 3, but you're going to hang around the campus for 2 more hours.
No, they love aftercare.
I got to run home and watch He-Man.
I know.
And G.I. Joe cartoons.
Play video games.
I got stuff. There was a day where I was stuck at a, you know, like stuck downtown.
Yeah.
And I called the school and they have aftercare. And they're like, no worries. Like the kids will just be in aftercare and you can come pick them up. And I came and picked them up. And the kids, I mean, it was like a whole new world for them because I always pick them up after school. And they're like, can we do this all the time? I'm like, no, I'm not paying for you to hang out in the school cafeteria while I'm just at home.
They're like, Mom, why do you always bring up money and guilt us? We're just kids.
Why not
pay
for it?
We didn't choose to be born.
That way you have more free time. You got to give yourself free time. You have kids all day, all night.
I'd hate it. I'd be the same way. I'd be like, I'm so behind on video games. I got a ton of stuff I got to get done today.
It is weird. I mean,
stuff and things.
I still have that tree I'm behind on. I need to get up, crawl around in that thing. Wanted to play. What did we play? We played Guns, Cops and Robbers, Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming home was the best. You'd get home. Our show of choice was always Double Dare. I loved that choice. They're bringing that back, by the way. Double Dare. Yeah. And the kids always had to answer questions, do dares and stuff like that. Yeah. My sister and I, we would get home. We'd go get the key out of the hiding place, let ourselves in, and woo! Off to the races. Snack and Double Dare.
Jeff, we should start our own.
That guy's got a book, by the way. Remember the host, Mark Summers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's basically the guy behind like Nickelodeon, a ton of those shows, like Teen Choice stuff. Mark Summers, remember?
Yes. Yeah, he was the start. He's coming back to be on the new Double Dare. They're bringing it back. They're rebooting it.
They're bringing everything back.
I'm so excited. Everything. I want to show my kids Double Dare and be like, this is what I watched.
This is when you start paying for the after school special so you can watch it. Your kids are at the plate.
We are watching Double Dare. Mom said we're going to have chips and dip and sit on the couch. It's just going to be like a time machine for
chips
me and Auntie.
Dip. Jeff, we should start our own Cowboys and Indians league. But you got to be, you got to go back in time, personality wise. You know, be like a child. Nothing crazy. You think you can do it? Just run around Elmwood Park.
Yeah, pow, me pow, and you. Pow. I'm going to pass. We were playing on a whole nother level, though. When kids came over to our house, it was like, strap yourself in. We play a little different.
Yes.
We have BB guns. We shoot BB guns.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff.
We use fireworks. Like, we're going to blow up things. Like, we often blew up models.
Yeah, we went all the way. I mean, dangerously. I recall one time, because my parents, they always went bow and arrow shop or hunting, you know, with the real arrows. I remember playing Cowboys and Indians, and I was the Indian, and I would take their arrows and really use
you
those.
Would shoot real arrows at people?
So
you were like the bad neighbor kid.
Yes, I was. I was dumb.
The dumb neighbor kid that your dad was like, don't hang out with that kid, he's a moron.
And then you were that kid.
You'd hang out with him once, and you'd get in trouble.
Yeah, all the time. That was
because,
me.
You know,
it's terrible. Terrible.
Some horrible idea.
Yeah, all the ideas I had were never right, always wrong. For some reason, I just know right from wrong when I was a little laddie.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
All right, what's going on with the stars?
Rihanna's house, the alarm went off, and next thing you know, LAPD is on the scene. That must be nice to get that call and show up at Rihanna's house. She wasn't home, but you do. You kind of hope that you get that call, and then next thing you know, it's Rihanna. She's sunbathing. But a false alarm sent helicopters and the LAPD racing to Rihanna's house.
She got swatted?
It was a false alarm, so I don't think it was a SWAT as much as the alarm was tripped accidentally. So it was just, it wasn't like a call in.
Because we used to joke when they got swatted and that you know, the cops were calling it in themselves.
Yeah.
Because it gives you an excuse.
The celebrities house.
You know? to have to go check. Well, ma'am, well, Miss Rihanna, we got to check the property. We did get a call.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of hang out for a little bit.
There's and no she hurry. Had a scare earlier this summer, though. Back in May, a guy did break into the same house with the intention of getting with her.
Didn't work out
unless getting arrested was his final.
I just wonder if like cops down in the old market, do they get in trouble for taking pictures with like hot chicks? I'm not blaming the cops because it's the women going at them.
I don't know.
But like if you're ever down on the old market, like on a Friday and Saturday, and
the ladies
are all over guys in uniform.
Yeah, I know.
Taking a picture, but then they post it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, and you see officer on the job. I mean, the guy's smiling, just being civil. Four hot chicks. I'm just saying I would do that if I was a cop. I would completely work it. I wonder if Rihanna's like, let me take a picture of you, man, because ladies love cops.
Yes, they do.
When they're not there to arrest you.
Yeah.
And firefighters.
When it's not about you, we love all those levels of first responders, unless they're there for you.
I wonder if that's a pretty good, if you've seen the late, like Halloween, you know, I wonder if that's a good costume. Like
cop?
A priest, yeah, cop, because when the ladies dress up like
sexy cop.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. It's pretty sexy. You know, maybe
sexy
that's
cop.
A uniform we should have in the arsenal.
Oh, you see a lot of those out. Yeah. You're under arrest.
You know, some of these girls, though.
Too sexy.
Is it the outfit or is it the girl and what material she's working with? I mean, a lot of these girls, that girl in the sexy cop outfit could also be in sexy outhouse cleaner outfit.
Yes.
And I think she'd still look pretty good.
Right. You're like, I've got an outhouse that I need you to clean.
Because I know those are just chocolate marks. Yeah. That's just chocolate.
It's not real.
You hope.
Not that authentic.
Unless you're actually
I like to get dirty.
Camping at a...
No. She's like, get in close. That's Snickers.
Ew. So disturbing.
Right,
HGTV isn't wasting any time getting started on that Brady Bunch house project. They've already started pre-production. TMZ is reporting that they are getting exterior and aerial shots of the Brady Bunch house. It recently went on the market. Lance Bass, former NSYNC member, had been in a bidding war for the property, which recently it went to HGTV, but HGTV being kind about it, I think they're allowing him to be on board with whatever project they're doing. They want to bring it up to its old 60s, 70s glory internally, and I think they're making a whole show. But the granddaughter of the house's most recent owner is going to be a producer on the show. So I guess it's all like an inside gig.
Is he Lance Bass or Bass? Isn't it Bass? Like Lance Bass goes to space?
No, I think it's Bass.
I think it's Bass.
He got that ass.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass, yeah.
Lance Bass. And Nicki Minaj, her ex, is making some pretty strong claims. You know, Nicki Minaj is riding high. She just had her new album, Queen, drop on Friday. Well, an ex of hers took to Twitter to accuse her of stabbing him. He said he almost died when Nicki Minaj stabbed him, but that he told police at the time that it was a failed suicide attempt because he didn't want to get her in trouble. And she fired back. Nicki Minaj replied to all of his accusations by saying, "No, I stole my credit card." So I guess he was calling Nicki Minaj out on Twitter after she discussed him in a radio interview earlier in the day. So that got him all fired up. Mm-hmm. So Minaj previously rapped about not meaning to cut an ex in her 2004 song Bed of Lies. So maybe maybe that was it.
I can tell you lying. Don't yell at me. I ain't mean to cut you. I ain't want to catch a felony. This ain't how to be a player. You ain't Bill Bellamy.
All right, one of our greatest.
Mm-hmm.
That will be played hundreds of years from now.
So many people.
Put it in a time capsule.
Matt Lauer is going to be cutting a check of the upwards of $20 million when he parts ways with his wife of 20 years, Annette.
Is that alimony?
I think it's just a divorce settlement.
What's he doing these days? Does he get up and watch the morning shows or does he sleep in?
What time does he
sleep in and have his morning coffee?
I would hope that when he's in his 12-bedroom Hamptons mansion that must be so big because he and his soon-to-be ex-wife are still cohabitating in it.
$20 million, he's going to have to start working again.
I think he has a ton. He got paid so much for the Today Show. I don't know, unless he squandered it. But yeah, I mean, maybe he's got to get another gig, but I don't know how you resurrect yourself.
He bought the estate from Richard Gere for $36.5 million in 2016.
Oh my God.
That's this giant house that they're both living in.
Yeah.
They bought it from Richard Gere.
Wow.
You know, there's got to be a ton of gerbil tunnels all over the place.
There's like the plastic gerbil tunnels.
It's like you're at a bank, you know, it's like the bank tube that you put your money in. What are these things?
I think they're for gerbils.
Oh.
God, ton of gerbil tunnels.
What are they going to do about this house?
I don't know. They got to get rid of the gerbil tunnels first.
What do you call those things? Remember, didn't you ever have...
Yes, people still have
them.
When
we were little kids, people had gerbils and they had those plastic...
Habit trails.
Habit trails.
Molly, why don't you have that for your cat? Why don't you just put a tunnels through the house?
Crazy?
Why not?
Like, why don't they make bigger habit trails for not just gerbils, for like all animals?
They make something similar to that for cats if you want them to be able to be outside without being outside.
Oh, really? Like, so it's like a dog door, but it's a cat tunnel out? Wow,
it's like
weird.
A fence. It's less of a habit trail and more of like an attached porch type of system that you can put out for cats so they can enjoy the sun and the fresh air, but you don't trust them to be out in the yard.
So it's like a cage, like a chicken coop, right? Is that kind of it?
Sort of. I mean, I think it depends on how high end you want to make it, but I've seen those, and I have seen like little habit trail type of things for cats. But usually they're not enclosed. They're just open.
Gerbil tunnel.
I haven't done any of those things for my cat.
No,
so just to let you know, I haven't gone that crazy.
You obviously have searched it out.
I've seen it on shows. On those, you know, cat shows.
Yeah.
Where they show really, really cats living the life when I really want to taunt my cat.
Somebody do that. Go to Petco today and tell them that you're shopping for a habit trail for your cat.
Please.
They've heard it all. They have heard it all. So this is going to be an expensive divorce, but Matt Lauer, according to sources, is feeling guilty about having cheated on his wife with numerous co-workers.
He was talking about dirty bones, dirty skeletons in a house. Richard Gere, huh? Wow.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Waking up laughing every morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Big Party Morning Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.